How would you start it? How would you start it?
Live from New York.
Welcome back to a new episode on Just Kidding with your boy Jay, whatever.
Josh. You have to talk louder. It's on. We live.
No.
Yeah, we. All right, y'all. What's up? This is Josh, right next to Devante and our new co-host. Say your name.
Yeah, Sarah.
Say it again.
Sarah.
Sarah what?
Sarah Hunte.
Because we have a lot of Sarahs, so.
Oh no, I'm the Sarah.
She's the black Sarah.
Sorry, Sarah. I'm the Sarah. Sorry, Sarah.
Sarah's. All right, y'all. So we decided to bring Sarah in the podcast because we needed a girl's
point of view.
And we think she's kind of funny too. So Sarah, introduce yourself for us, please.
All right. My name is Sarah. I'm Josh's favorite cousin.
Facts.
And,
facts.
I'm his favorite cousin because we just vibe and we have good energy around each other. So, you know, facts. It's a must that I'm on here. Let's go.
More facts. All right. So where do you work?
Currently working at Universal. I'm the CEO. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a server for now until I become a millionaire.
Anybody ever want to go to Universal, hit Sarah up. She got the tickets for the low, right?
No, don't hit me up. No, I'm just kidding. I got you. Hit me up.
Stop lying. You ain't going to help nobody.
But I got to seem like I could put you on.
Chew that. All right. So he got the Amway tickets.
Yeah.
I got...
Yeah, what
the
you
Westgate
got?
Tickets.
And nigga, you ain't got no Westgate tickets.
You got the rooms.
Josh be like, don't ask me for no room. Don't even ask me for a discount. Nigga, what can you ask me for?
Nothing, bro. All right. So, we're going to start off with the NBA Finals. How y'all feel about that?
Moment of silence.
It was over.
All right, hold on. Yeah, let's give a moment of silence for LeBron. All right, that was enough. Right. Sarah, who'd you like in the finals?
On the Cavs or Warriors?
No, who did you want to win?
Oh, man, I was going for Cavs all the way.
Because your favorite player is... Is your favorite player LeBron?
I would say my favorite player is LeBron James.
When did you know it was over?
I knew it was over when J.R. Smith... didn't want to call no names, but J.R. D. Smith.
What'd that fool do?
This man was supposed to go up for a layup, he ended up in ABC.
The liquor store? That's the Henny guy.
Like, nigga, he had one job.
So you knew it was over after that?
Yeah, after that game, I knew it was a wrap.
Did y'all hear LeBron punched the whiteboard and he broke his hand after the first game? Did you hear that?
No.
Supposedly.
So
I would have punched more than that.
So I would have punched JR.
Yeah.
So after, he said after the game, the first game,
yeah,
he went to the locker room, punched something. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And for the rest of the series, his hand was broken, but he didn't tell anybody. Well, supposedly broken. He said basically broken. How you feel about that? Excuses? Be real. I know he your favorite player, but be real. That's kind of lame.
I mean, after J.R. Smith, he didn't need no more excuses. Like, that's all we needed for the whole series. Like, after that, it was kind of over. At that point, that's when you realize that the Cavs, as much as I wanted them to win, they were not playing like a championship team, and I kind of gave up, and I'm sure they felt the same. That's what I got on that.
You didn't even answer my question. What the hell you just said? Girl, I asked about the man. Yeah, about the damn
his hand was definitely broken. I don't know if it was broken.
No, I'm not asking you that.
A fried plantain.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you think it's lame that he came out and said it after the series was done, after he got swept. He's basically like, yeah, this why.
I mean, either way, people going to talk, so.
Might as well just
Yeah, they would have talked. And he probably didn't want the bad energy while the series was going on, so maybe he just waited till after.
I heard a good point that they said. He didn't want to give the team another advantage. Like, tell the team, like, his hand was hurt or else they would have went after that hand or something. You know, Draymond,
should have started a conversation with that. That makes perfect sense.
Why you ain't say it?
Because I didn't think of that.
All right, Devante, how you feel about that? The hand.
I think it's just an excuse.
Damn.
I mean, they were swept.
And you think, like...
So, no one wants to be known as the person who got swept. So, he just came up with an excuse.
So, you don't think his hand is broken?
No, I don't think it's broken. It's swollen, but it's not broken.
The thing is, after he said it was broken, the man threw an alley-oop to himself off the backboard.
Exactly.
And slammed it. Like,
right, both right. hands. He broke it yeah. after game one, but played three more games and averaged like 40 points.
Yeah, definitely was an excuse.
But if his hand really was broken, that's kind of wild that he took the team that far.
Do you know how much you get paid? It ain't that well.
That's true. That's true. So, where y'all think he going? Y'all think he's staying in Cleveland?
My money is he's headed to the Rockets.
Rockets?
Yeah.
What about you?
I think he's going to the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm going to switch it up on you guys. I think he's going to go to the Spurs.
Spurs.
I think he's going to – I think he actually wants a – did you see when he asked Ty Lue if they had a timeout? And Ty Lue said, we had one more. And then he was, like, super disappointed after the game one.
After the game, yeah. I did see
I think
that.
He wants a real coach. And I think Greg Popovich is, like, the perfect fit for LeBron.
I don't know. I feel like they clash, you know.
Why? Because LeBron doesn't listen to anybody?
LeBron is LeBron. You can't – no one tells LeBron what to do.
Yeah, but on Team all USA, right, they right. –
Nobody wants to tell LeBron what to do, but at the same time, you would expect that your coach would call a timeout when.
And JR.
Right.
All right, enough about that.
Anyways.
And on to more important topics. Y'all heard about IHOP?
I'm sorry, what?
IHOP on blood.
IHOP. I've heard of IHOP.
All right, let me tell y'all something.
Tell me, please.
I don't care if they said they changed the name to IPOP, I suck. We gonna always say IHOP.
I'm not saying IHOP. I'm not saying IHOP. You saying IHOP?
I mean,
on blood. And everybody thought it was gonna stand for International House of Breakfast.
That's what
these fools said. I burgers. Like, we ain't got enough burger places to eat at.
So what? Does
I'm going to McDonald's before I go to IHOP.
What does the B start for?
Burgers.
Okay.
International House of Burgers.
But when you think of burger, you going to IHOP?
I didn't know they had burgers. Is this new?
I've been to IHOP.
I don't like IHOP or IHOP.
Waffle House, right? Talk about that Waffle House.
I like Denny's. They got the value menu.
I'm not trying to get that.
Nah, but that's retarded. How you going to change? They must have been trash. Their sales must have been trash.
Yeah, definitely.
All they did was flip the P upside down.
To B. For burgers.
They weren't very creative.
Y'all want to try it? We should go one day just to see.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's like, and then we'll come back and tell you guys.
Let's see if the B makes a difference.
And then come back and tell you guys. You know what? I'm going to go to IHOP and get pancakes. I'm going to flip it. Because ain't nobody went to IHOP and got burgers. So I'm going to go IHOP and get pancakes. IHOP. All right, next topic.
Next topic.
How about your girl? This is close to Devontae's heart.
I'm not going to participate in this one.
Why?
It's too
close to home.
It's too personal.
This one's kind of personal to me too. We're talking about Ariana Grande and her hoe ass.
Why she gotta be a hoe though?
All right, Sarah. Say you broke up with your boy, your man,
okay.
3 weeks ago.
Right. That was Mac Miller, right?
Yeah. Okay. I see you today, and you tell me you engaged. You ain't a hoe.
Okay, she's definitely a hoe, but. I think that she gave Mac Miller
time.
Too many chances.
Yeah, but 3 weeks after, she must have had homeboy on the side.
Like I said, definitely a hoe. But Mac Miller, she was way out of his league, so she gets
think
a pass.
He's in Pete Davidson's league?
Do you even know who Pete Davidson is?
I don't, and he's ugly, so maybe he's just like a good person.
You think she had him on the side?
Definitely.
For like how long though? That's kind of wild.
What? I'm not sure.
Because you get engaged 3 weeks after, they had to be talking for like a year.
Definitely.
I don't even know if her and Mac was together for a year.
But why are we acting like we didn't know Ariana Grande was a hoe?
She went from Big Sean to
she's
Mac.
She's been a hoe, but she's that hoe that every hoe wants to be, except me. Except
but why did she even break up with Mac Miller?
Oh, I heard he was trying to stay sober, but he couldn't. So he was always drunk and high. Which is a good... I'm not mad at her for that. Nobody wants to take care of like a drunk boyfriend all the time.
But wouldn't you think in that moment he'd need her more?
All right, so let's do this. Flip roles reverse. So if you're dating a girl and it was a very unhealthy relationship and you meet someone 3 weeks later and...
I'm not engaging nobody 3 weeks later, bro.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not really about how long you know someone. It's just like the vibe, the energy that you guys give off to each other. So what do you think about that? So you think time does matter?
I think time does matter. You would look at me like I'm crazy if I told you I met a girl a week ago and we about to get engaged.
All right, so with that you being said, we could all agree Ariana is a hoe.
Right. What would you do? Say you're in Max's position and your ex-boyfriend went and got engaged 3 weeks later. How would you feel?
How would I feel? I won't give a damn, but like, obviously.
But
he's already on drugs. So it's not like he's gonna go.
He might overdose. Like I heard, he got into an accident and everything, a DUI.
Oh no, I feel bad.
I don't know what I would do.
Devontae, what would you do if you met someone and after being broken up, and then you 3 weeks later you find someone that you really enjoy spending time with? What you saying? And she wants you to put a ring on it. What you saying?
Wait, did she break up with me, or did I break up with her?
That's a good question.
Okay. Let's say you broke up with her. Because in this case, we're assuming that Ariana Grande broke up with Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Then I'm fine. I'm living my life.
But would you get engaged 3 weeks later?
Well, like y'all said,
I feel like he is the type to get engaged.
Yeah. Maybe we've been talking on the side for a while, you know, so there's the relationship.
You wouldn't feel bad at all.
No, I wouldn't.
Even though you're in the spotlight, like the limelight, because you're so famous. Like, you wouldn't give him two Fs.
I didn't lose any fans.
Right. Oh, we also have to consider the fact maybe she just had him on the side as a good friend. And after she broke up with Mac Miller, she just naturally got closer to the other.
Those be the ones that you got to watch. The ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Friend zone.
Yeah.
That's when you're dating someone and they say they have a friend of the opposite sex. That's bull crap.
So you don't believe in best friend?
Like, no,
you don't
not at all. You would let your girlfriend have a best friend that's
a
guy?
No, that's not happening.
Exactly. What about you, Devontae? What you saying?
Would you have a girlfriend that has a best friend as a guy? A guy best friend.
Is he gay?
No. What, did you let him if he was gay?
Yeah, I had no problem with that.
You're probably fronting too. I don't know, man.
Nah, see, I feel like if you have an issue with that, it kind of means you're a little insecure.
Right.
Have that. Look what happened to Mac.
No, I feel like this is how I see it. What do you see in your best friend that you don't see in your significant other? I feel like
you need a best friend.
Yeah, your significant other is not supposed to be just somebody that you're in love with, but someone that's like you consider your best friend. That's how I see it. That means you probably don't have the whole package.
Okay, let's flip it. Say you have a boyfriend.
Okay.
And you have a boy best friend. Would you keep your boy best friend around, or would you be like, all right, you got to go now? Say y'all was friends for like 10 years before you had a boyfriend.
I would still be friends with him, but I wouldn't consider him my best friend anymore. I would be like, you're still a really good friend of mine, but I wouldn't.
So you would demote
I wouldn't spend as much time.
You would demote with that him.
Yeah, he would definitely get demoted.
Like off rip, or you would gradually?
Gradually, definitely.
What happens when you break up with the boyfriend, and then you need that friend again?
That's when you call him and be like, hey,
big head. You know, I'm just playing, right?
What's up, big head? You know you always been my best friend.
I feel like that's messed up, though. Like, you shouldn't change your relationships that you already have with people because you get into a new one.
I think I think you should. Not change it, but...
But that's what you're doing. I'm talking to you less. We're not talking...
So, say I'm texting my best friend. Say I'm texting my best friend every day. I find a girlfriend. You think I'm going to text my best friend? You expect me to text my best friend every day when I have a girl?
Hell no.
Exactly.
That's gay.
Not a boy best friend, but...
That's still gay, because it's like, nigga, what you doing talking to me? Go with your girlfriend. That's how I see it.
Exactly. Like, but you know, you built different.
Yeah.
Let's say you and your best friend have this in common that you and your girlfriend don't. You can't talk to them about that stuff anymore?
Yeah, then why are you with somebody that you're not compatible with?
You're not
like, you guys are supposed to enjoy the same things. That's what, like, that's...
Yeah, but not every single thing is going to be, like for like. I might like
okay,
this,
but the
not.
Difference is supposed to be so minute that you don't even miss it.
That That's you, how don't, I, you don't need to crave it from somewhere
right,
else.
Right, exactly.
I feel you that.
So you would keep your girl best friend?
I mean, yeah, it depends on the relationship.
And what if your girlfriend is like, yo, I'm not comfortable with you having a girl
like
best friend?
Like I said before, I feel like that speaks more of her insecurities.
So you're not doing anything about it?
Okay, this might kind of go off topic. So how do you guys feel about the fact that Prince Harry had two of his ex-girlfriends at his wedding?
Oh my god, that's kind of legendary.
That was savage.
I ain't gonna lie.
Would you ever allow your girlfriend to invite your ex? Well, invite her exes
no,
to
no,
your
no.
wedding.
No.
If they're good friends,
they're an ex for a reason.
I'm trying to figure out what reason. Like, I'm trying to understand what reason they could possibly have for attending the wedding of, like, your ex that you've dated for years. It's not, and they dated his ex that were at the wedding. He dated them for years. So, what y'all saying?
Publicity.
I don't know if that's publicity. They must have had a really good friendship afterwards. Both of them?
Both of them. And they were both at the wedding.
What would you do?
Would I let them?
Like, if say y'all wedding planning, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, let's make this guest list.
Right.
I'm going to have Debbie and Donna come. And you'd be like, what's Debbie and Donna?
Debbie Hill.
Be like, my two exes. That's not all right with you?
No, I just think that's inappropriate. And I was shocked when that happened. So I thought about it for a while. I was trying to figure out what could they possibly, like, why are they there?
Are they still friends?
They're good friends, but so why do you need to be at my wedding?
They're good friends.
But both of them?
He has a lot of good friends.
No, I feel like.
Do you see that one that was looking like, damn,
salty,
that
right?
Should have been me.
Exactly.
That could have been
and
me.
I feel like on your wedding day, you want people with all good energy around you on that day. You don't want anyone like silently hating on you and bringing all that energy, bad energy to end your wedding day. You know what I mean?
But say you the wife, would you see them and be like, yeah, this me. This, like,
oh, yeah. I did definitely. This.
Like, would you be showing out like,
your weave?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Oh, hold up. Why you gotta say
that? Why you gotta be weave, dog?
Because I'm black, Devontae?
Nah, I ain't even.
Oh, let me guess. You just kidding?
It's her first episode. She already got the hang of it.
I know. Give me some dap. Everybody give Sarah some claps for joining the Just Kidding podcast.
That's our live studio audience.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So,
we can talk about anything you want now. Shout out. You heard about Anthony Bourdain?
To be honest, I don't know who that is. Oh, wait. Is that guy?
Yeah, it's a guy.
It's that guy.
He's a chef. Well, no, he's not a chef.
14 Reasons Why.
Chef Tony. 14 Reasons. What?
Sarah, you can't do that. Sarah, you can't say something like that.
Ah. No.
Trinidad, this is your tape. You know how he went to Trinidad?
Let's start over.
Wait, he went to Trinidad?
Yeah.
Take two.
Okay, take two. Squash right. Everything we just
My
said.
My bad. Okay,
Anthony. Oh, man. God bless. I hope our shout out.
Yo.
Moment of silence.
All right. That one was a little longer than LeBron's.
No, but all joking aside.
No, that's not funny.
That's a serious thing.
Isn't it crazy how much success you could have and still not be happy?
Exactly.
It's like Kate Spade.
Oh, yeah. Kate Spade,
no one
too.
Would have expected that.
Yeah.
Did you have any Kate Spade stuff?
I did. I had some of her earrings that were overpriced. But I do.
Sarah.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
No, Anthony was like, he went all over the world eating different kinds
went
of food.
All the parts unknown.
Yeah.
He went to Trinidad.
Because that's unknown.
What did he try when he went to Trinidad?
Probably a doubles and a roti. I don't know.
I thought you saw the episode or something.
No, I remember Uncle Bunny telling me about it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's serious. No,
but yeah, if you got anybody, I wish I had the number.
And if you're out there struggling with mental illness, just know that.
Logic made a song.
And you could get the number.
Definitely
it's
get
the chorus, I think.
And you could, I'm sure you got, whoever's listening to this knows most of us. So, oh, you could always talk to me.
So have any of you guys ever had situations where, which made you feel like, yo.
Never. Never. Like, doubt in like, life?
Not doubt in life, but, like, you probably thought you were depressed or going insane or something.
Depressed or going... I mean, the closest thing is, like, heartbreak, but that ain't even, like...
So you've never been depressed or nothing's got you...
Like that
you,
low?
Yeah.
I've never been that low before.
What about you, Devontae? You're kind of quiet over there. You need a hug?
I don't care about anything.
That's definitely a sound.
Yeah, that's
like
a
somebody.
Sound. I think I read that somewhere.
Devontae, let me give you this number, guys. Bro. All right, tell them the number.
The number? Okay. So for anyone who needs it, and even if you don't, you should still take it down. It's 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Thank you, Devontae.
Thanks, Devontae. So anybody that needs that or feel like they're struggling.
1-800-273-8255.
One day that's going to be an ad, watch. And we're going to get paid from it.
Do you think you guys could pick up if someone's suicidal? Like, you guys think,
I think I could.
You're that observant?
Oh, you mean like notice?
Like if one of your coworkers were going through some like a deep depression, do you guys think you guys are that observant to notice? Because I don't think I am.
I would notice a change in behavior.
If it's my friend, I would notice. Definitely. You would notice? I would notice.
Nah, because I was the person. You ain't called me not one time.
I guess I ain't noticed then.
I'm just kidding. But what about you, Devontae?
Yeah, I'm good at that kind of stuff.
Like reading people?
Yeah.
If it's not my friend and I don't talk to you a lot, I probably won't notice. But if I talk to you, I think I could tell when something's wrong.
I'll notice if you start acting differently or if you're less enthusiastic about things you used to love.
Right.
Exactly. Just
little things like that.
So when you guys do notice, what's your first move? Which y'all say? Because sometimes I feel like I do peep certain things, but I'm just like so awkward, socially awkward that I don't know what to say.
I would like sometimes like just talking to them helps.
Yeah.
Like showing them attention. Like I feel like that helps a lot. Like the people that do feel that low feel like they don't have anybody. So it's just like actually being there and talking to them.
Just letting them know that somebody cares.
Yeah, like you're giving them, that's your attention that you're giving them. Like you took time out of your day.
Yeah, that's so hard for me though, because.
You busy?
No, I don't like listening to people's problems. But I feel like sometimes you gotta put what you want aside, you know?
That's real. There's certain problems I can listen to and there's certain problems I can't listen to. Like I can't listen to a relationship problem.
Yeah.
I can't do
but
that.
But to someone else, that might be like suicidal because they feel like they're broken.
You're right.
I feel like no one cares.
Yeah, like no one cares. Yeah, so
So how do you negate
that? That's one of my weaknesses that I'm trying to work on, but because it's sometimes you can't believe people like will really feel low for the reasons that they're feeling low. Like just because he broke up with you, sis, don't mean you're gonna be single forever. Or don't just because you have a family problem, don't mean that you'll always be in that situation or in that same problem.
But see, everybody's different, so they take different situations differently.
True.
Like what may not mean much to you means the world to them.
Exactly.
Very true.
So that's why you got to be considerate of their
feelings. There's just so many different personalities and characteristics that it's hard to actually know how to handle somebody like that. That's why you have to call the number.
You can call us.
Yeah, call us. Hit us up. We're here not to make you laugh all the time, but we're here if you need anyone.
I think laughter helps, though.
To talk to.
Laughter definitely helps.
Definitely. We could be serious at times also. Not me, but Josh. Call Josh. He could help. Talk to him.
You know damn well I'll answer my phone.
Call him before 8, because this nigga does not pick up.
And I'm an old man, so I fall asleep at like 9:30. I'd be knocked out.
Josh, I called you 5 o'clock and you still didn't answer.
No, I saw that one. No, just playing. When'd you call me at 5?
You're supposed to say, just kidding, but you didn't.
I ain't trying to be... All right, what'd you call? You called for real?
Yes.
I feel like I had a story to tell y'all, but I forgot. Oh, all right. You care if we talk about like
that kind
of stories?
No, go ahead.
All right, so we're drinking like Bud Light right now, right? And it just reminded me of like how me and Sarah would go out to like different people's parties, and like everybody would be turning up and drinking, and me and Sarah would fake drink the whole night because we don't like alcohol. So everybody be like, shots. And me and Sarah be like, yes, let's go. We'd be the main ones wanting to drink.
Taking shots of water.
But one time I think I saw Sarah take the shot and put it back down on the table and ain't nobody noticed.
They were so drunk, they didn't even notice. I don't even think I had to fake. Like
You picked it up in chairs and then put it back down on the table.
Only you realized because you were sober too.
And then, you know, you got to give the face like you just drank, like, ooh, that thing.
Ooh, that's gross. That's where the line at?
I don't know about this.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, speaking of mental illness.
That's not mental illness. Speaking of alcoholism.
That's evidence. Okay, listen, so.
Devontae, you think you have a problem?
No, I'm fine. I just drink on special occasions.
Every day an occasion?
No, like weekends.
No, we need to be transparent, Devontae. You might have a slight problem. And
when's the last time you drank?
Wait, we're drinking right now?
Does today count? Today ain't a weekend, my dog. All
right, well then.
Don't act like it's so hard for you to remember yesterday.
Nah, it wasn't even yesterday. It was like...
But you don't drink alcohol, though. You drink beer. You just a beer drinker.
Beer has alcohol?
I mean, like hard stuff.
No, I don't drink liquor anymore. I've had too many bad experiences.
So, Devontae.
Wait, can we hear one of Devontae's experiences? The last 6 minutes of this episode?
The last six minutes?
Yeah, we got
We've 20. Been talking for 24 minutes?
It goes by fast. All right,
let's go. Devontae, story time.
Tell us one of these.
I'll tell you about the last time I drank liquor.
All right. You're going to have to go closer to the mic, though.
Okay,
I have to talk fast.
It was just a random weekend. We decided to go party in Tampa because Tampa is more fun than Orlando.
Facts.
So we're over there partying, and it's like 1:30, and that's all I remember. Anyway, so I wake up.
It was like, hold on, time out. It was like 1:30. That's all I remember. How do you remember the 1:30?
Because I remember looking at my phone at 1:30.
You don't remember anything before that? You don't remember anything after that?
Well, before that, we were drinking.
Okay, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
You know, shots going around, beer.
In Tampa, okay.
In Tampa. Club Piranha, you should go. It's pretty cool.
Piranha, okay.
Anyway, so 1:30 comes around. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up the next morning in a bathtub with a pillow and a blanket. Don't know how I got there.
You definitely got raped.
You had underwear on when you woke up, dog?
You know, I didn't have a shirt.
Ask your friends what happened, dog.
I didn't have my pants on. Wait, actually, I was wearing different pants.
That nigga gave you his pants.
No, they were my pants. They're like, I brought some extra shorts. Anyway, I woke up in the bathtub, didn't know where I was. The curtain was closed.
The bathtub curtain?
Yeah.
Y'all needed privacy.
But I was so hungover, I went right back to sleep.
You went back to sleep in the bathtub. What happened to the bed?
I don't know.
Say it again.
That's what that good deed is.
Put your ass back.
And I did. So y'all trying me right now? I'm about to not come back next year.
Sorry.
We're just kidding.
Let me find you another.
We're just kidding. What?
Good luck finding another Devontae. So we can replace Sarah.
Ooh. Ooh, we about to roast now? About to roast? Sarah added some spunk to this one.
She about to replace me.
No, I like this little synergism we got here.
I'm going to be producing.
I want to do like a segment. I don't know what segment I want to do though, like during the podcast. What you think?
We should like.
You want to talk about that after we finish it?
No, like I want them to be a part of the process.
Oh, yeah. Give us your feedback. Questions. Yeah. Definitely.
Send us questions to our Instagram.
But you know what a segment I mean? Like Twitter. Like a word of the day or like a...
Text us.
A story of the day. Something like that.
I think story of the day. You have some funny stories, but you do.
You know you got some funny stories. We got funny stories together, too. That's a nice house. All right, y'all hear about that story next time. Yes. So... Tell us how y'all felt about Sarah being on this podcast. I know y'all gonna like it because a girl's perspective.
You know, I gotta look out for all my females.
And she helped us move along the process, move along all of our subjects. How'd you feel about it? How'd you feel about your first podcast?
I don't know how I'll appeal to the Indian audience.
Wow.
I think we're a wide demographic. You know what I mean? I'm the coolie, right?
Right.
With black tendencies.
Yes, very true.
Devontae is actually black, with black tendencies.
I thought he was black. Devontae, what are you?
I'm whatever I feel like being that day.
All right, so where's your mom from?
Puerto Rico.
Well, see, my grandfather's from Puerto Rico.
Nigga, I asked him about his grandfather.
But my grandmother's from Guatemala.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Spanish.
My family's safe, though. They weren't affected by the volcano.
That's in Guatemala?
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
I don't watch the news.
It's just so much going on. Did you guys definitely hear about the... That's probably too late to mention this, but the four kids that got...
Yeah. Hostage? I was telling Devontae on the way over here, I definitely think that they took too long, and I truly...
So you would have busted the door down right away?
Yeah, because you think if President Trump was in there, they would wait that late long? They literally waited it was hours.
24-hour standoff.
They saw Marquise in the house. Remember, before he even came outside, they were, seen through the house. They couldn't do that? I feel like technology is good enough to, if they really cared, they could have done something.
And I feel like if you bum rush someone,
exactly.
They get confused.
He could only shoot.
Just start shooting and shoot everybody. Like, he shot the cop in the eye.
He shot the cop in the eye.
How did?
And they said.
Impeccable aim.
And they said when they gave the phone to the guy, they saw one kid dead already. So those kids were probably dead,
At
the beginning.
Yeah. He was probably just trying to hold out. Stall.
And then just killed himself.
Yeah.
I got a question, Sarah.
Go ahead.
Yes.
If you were Ariana Grande and you got a ring that was $100,000, would you be upset? When?
It depends how old I do. I hope my mom don't.
She'll be like, what D, huh?
The diamond. No, I feel like 100K is... That's decent money, you know.
But the thing is, when you rich enough to get your own stuff,
yeah,
like
Like Kim Kardashian's ring was like $10 million.
Exactly. I feel like when you're that rich, material things
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
I mean, obviously, she got married in 2 weeks.
Yeah. She's definitely... Something is not right. I feel like something is definitely not right. She's,
like, as a publicity stunt or something?
No, I just feel like she, like, yeah, she's probably, like, damaged emotionally. And
from Mac?
Like, yeah.
Or Sean.
And just the, just Sean. Being famous and, you know.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right, we hit the 30. Tell us how y'all felt about this episode, please.
And thank you guys for listening. And we're looking forward to hearing all you guys' feedback. And,
yeah, this is the Just Kidding Podcast. We out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.